Okay, here's an excerpt from the number 5 best-selling teen book on Amazon.com. It's called Anna's Story. It's about a little girl growing up with AIDS. Here's a passage describing her grandmother's boyfriend who sexually abused her. He stank of alcohol and cigarettes. His eyes were wild, like those of pumas that lived in the jungle. All right, Gabriela Garcia Marquez, it ain't.
Not so much.
But lots of people have picked up Anna's Story. It's also Amazon's number 80 book overall. Probably in part, people have been picking it up because it was written by President Bush's daughter, Jenna. She of the partying life and of the rushed engagement. Anna is based on a real girl Jenna Bush met last year while she was in Latin America as a UNICEF intern. In an interview this week on the Today Show, Jenna talked about how her job interviewing local children led to the book.
As I met them, I realized how hopeful and resilient their stories were. And I thought that students in the United States need the chance to hear these stories because they're so powerful.
All right, but we're wondering how the writing is. I spent the morning perusing Anna's Story. I cannot say that I was exactly riveted, but I'm not the person this book is written for.
No, not at all.
So we thought we would get someone on who it is written for, and we've got Amber Gibson, a junior at Naperville North High School in Naperville, Illinois. She's also the official teen book reviewer for YABookCentral.com. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the Bryant Park Project. So did you like this book?
Yeah, I really did. I thought it really combined Jenna's passion for writing and her passion for public service. And she's written a book that I think many young readers can really relate to.
The book is being marketed to people your age, people maybe 14 and up. But it addresses some pretty, you know, kind of dark topics. Lots of bad stuff happens to Anna. Does it seem a little too grown up for teenagers?
I don't think so. I think that there are definitely some very serious themes, including teen pregnancy. And while some parents might not be comfortable with their children reading these books yet, I think that these are realities in our world, and it's necessary for kids to learn about the truth and what many young people, such as Anna, are going through.
Is there any particular part of the book that stood out to you? Did you have sort of a favorite part?
Well, I think one really powerful passage was when Anna, who becomes a teen mom, first gives birth to her daughter. Quoting the book here, "Tears slipped down the side of Anna's face. She was overwhelmed with joy and optimism. She knew that her world would now be different, more difficult in many ways. But at the same time, Anna felt that she was given a second chance at happiness, an opportunity to love and to be loved in a way that she hadn't been during her own childhood. Her baby was born, and Anna was reborn." And I just think that this passage stood out to me as especially effective in portraying Anna's never-ending optimism.
Are your friends at school, people that aren't in the book club and particularly interested in books, are they talking about this? Is a conversation you've had with anybody else?
I have talked to a few of my friends about this book, but also I think with all the publicity that Jenna's been getting, she's even in the latest issue of Glamour. There's an article on her. So I think that that's really creating a lot of a buzz about this book.
And do you think, this is the last question, Amber, do you think if this book wasn't written by the president's daughter, would you have been as interested in it?
I think I still would have been very interested in it. It's telling a story that I think a lot of people don't get to hear. And Anna's story isn't unique. There are so many young people in the world that are suffering through the same things that she has been overcoming her whole life with poverty, abuse, HIV, AIDS.
Amber Gibson, junior at Naperville North High School in Naperville, Illinois. She reviews young adult books for YABooksCentral.com. You want to be our new book reviewer?
Yeah, you are awesome, Amber.
We
awesome.
Love
yeah,
you long time. Amber Gibson, thank you for
coming
on
back
the
show.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.